Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell. Welcome you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life, a line that comes from one of the Psalms, in which the Psalms prays, God, teach us to count our days aright. Teach us to take that time, which is such a powerful gift from God, to shape our lives according to His will, to shape our lives according to His love and His purpose. Teach us to count our days aright. Oh, I think in our daily living, there are responsibilities that we have. But in those responsibilities that come upon us day by day, we have to remember that our Lord tells us that those who are true to the small things will be entrusted with the greater. And it is often in the small details of our lives, in those myriad ways by which we fulfill our responsibilities to God, to others, to our own life, that will allow us to open up a space where God can shower upon us those greater things and those greater calls. So that we pray with the psalmist to count our days aright, admit the daily demands of our living. And I would suggest that there are certain ways by which we can count those days aright. And I should like to share with you some of those. The first is, I think, at the heart of Christian living. And that is to realize that we are always in the presence of God. The psalmist and those who lived before the coming of Christ always prayed that they should be able to see the face of God. And in their striving, they came to realize that that face of God is always turned toward us, showing us a love, showing us His truth. And I think that beginning every day of our existence by reassuring ourselves of that presence of God, of His face upon us, will allow us to shape those times, those minutes, those days, according to a purpose and according to God's own peace. And in acknowledging that presence of God, and in striving to hear His voice minute by minute, we acknowledge what gives us meaning and purpose, and what allows us to do all those small details of our life with the realization that they are contributing to our life that will be lived throughout eternity. And it is not that we do great things, or there will be great moments or events in our lives, but as Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, soon to be canonized, would say, it is a matter of doing small things with a great love, and constantly being a reflection of that face of God that is turned toward us. Acknowledging and learning more clearly what does really give meaning and purpose to our lives, we learn a certain wisdom on how to apply the commandments of God, how to apply the responsibilities of our Christian faith in our everyday life, for those whom we meet, for those who we pray. And that wisdom will allow us not only to live authentically as a Christian, to, in a sense, redeem the time that God has given us by living out His purpose, but it will give us an extraordinary peace. For even as time seems to pass so quickly here for us, we can understand that that time has had a profound meaning. It is always cast against the environment of eternity, and that those moments of profound happiness or peace that we enjoy here on earth are going to be expanded, magnified in eternity, and will last forever. Because even here, we can taste that eternity. We can be touched by the power of heaven.